world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Home-delivered meals, prescription assistance, utility assistance, disability services. Find resources for seniors in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the app. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211, visit Nevada211.org, or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's see if we can squeeze in a call before we go to the news at the top of the hour. Go to Cyrus. Cyrus, you're up. You're on Live and Local. I'm glad you waited.
Hey,
hi.
I've thought about a ballot proposition along with voter ID. I think it's going to have a lot of bipartisan support. Make all the politicians wear NASCAR jerseys if they're getting donated by a major super PAC or large corporation. Robin Williams proposed this idea.
I love that. I love
and,
that.
Yeah, they don't like to hear that. And I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of not so good things about the current GOP chairman, Michael McDonald. I think we have to think twice about this guy. We have to see what's going on because something is not adding up.
Well, let me. A lot of people were saying the same thing about Ronna McDaniel. And Ronna McDaniel got 111, I think, something like 110, 111 votes out of a possible 168.
80, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, the rank and file are not ready to toss everybody overboard.
Yeah, well, again, doesn't always represent exactly what the typical Republican wants. And regarding police issues,
By the way, Cyrus, if not Michael McDaniel, see, I always, when people bring that up to me, I always say, well, if not Michael McDonald, then who? If not Michael McDonald, then who?
Good question. The only thing I can think of is maybe David Creed. Well, that's for the county. Look, we've got about 3 million people in this state. There's got to be somebody better. But I don't know exactly what's going on with the chairman. I want to do investigation. I'm just thinking that we need to, at least all I'm saying is, we got to think twice.
Okay, about police reform, and I need less than a minute.
Well, the left is going to have to admit that blacks just commit more crime. That's just how it is. You know, they're 13% of the population, but they commit way more than 13% of the offenses. If you look at black African countries, they have among the highest murder rates in the world. If you look at blacks who immigrate to Europe, they have higher crime rates. If you look at
Cyrus, I got to run. I got to hit the news. Thanks for the call. I don't know that all those are facts. I have not seen statistically if that is a fact. Stay where you are. More to do coming up on the show. Very excited. We always have fun. Marcos Lopez from NPRI will join us. He'll be following all the action Monday when they gavel in up in Carson City. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey, friends. It's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans have voted to oust Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. They had accused the Minnesota Congresswoman of anti-Semitic remarks. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he wants to create new rules to make it clear to members of Congress that if they make controversial comments publicly, it can lead to consequences.
I think what we should do is put into the rules. There is a code of conduct here, but I don't know the definition exactly what all that's going to mean. I think that should be clear. So if there is a concern, it's not tit for tat, but I think in moving forward, every single member of Congress has a responsibility to how they carry themselves.
The decision was not unprecedented. Democrats 2 years ago removed two Republicans from committees as well for controversial remarks they had made. Russian missiles have hit residential areas in an eastern Ukrainian city for the second time in 24 hours, while top European Union officials visit Kyiv. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The latest strikes in Kramatorsk came as rescue crews searched for survivors in the rubble of an apartment building hit overnight by a Russian missile. The missile killed several people and wounded well over a dozen others. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Von der Leyen praised wartime Ukraine's effort to become a member of the EU.
You became a candidate. Their country while fighting an invasion.
She also announced a new initiative to make Russia accountable for its actions in Ukraine.
An international center for the prosecution of the crime of aggression in Ukraine will be set up.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 39 points, but the NASDAQ rose 384 and the S&P 500 advanced by 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month.
SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. And now the California has revealed its own proposal on how the seven states that draw water from the Colorado River can save more water. The question is, what happens next? The California state's plan describes how the seven states, including Nevada, could conserve between 1 and 2 million acre-feet of water through those new cuts. California has the largest water allocation among the seven, and it's also among the last to face water cuts due to its senior water rights status. The Bureau of Reclamation is expected to review California's plan and the proposal from the six other states and have a final decision in play by August of this year. Federal officials told the states they needed to cut water use in order to preserve Lake Mead and Lake Powell. The Pro Bowl games began in just a couple of hours live from the Raiders Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center in Henderson as the NFL's best players compete in a dodgeball competition, the longest golf ball drive event, precision passing and pass catching competition. That event is going to be seen live on ESPN, and that begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Overall, not too bad on the area freeways right now. A little bit of congestion as you approach the downtown area on Interstate 515 northbound. That's at Eastern Avenue. And reduced speeds through the construction zone on Interstate 15 south at Spring Mountain.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hard to believe it, but we are just days away from another Nevada legislature. And a guy that's going to be taking a look at all of it is Marcos Lopez, the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. That's Nevada Policy Research Institute. And he joins us. Marcos, first of all, thanks for joining. It's been a while since you've been on. Good to have you on, man.
It's good to be back. And I can't believe it. They're already meeting back again in session. It feels like it was just a couple of days ago, but it's really been 2 years.
I know. Isn't it weird? Tell me what you think, what you expect. I mean, we've got a Republican governor and a couple of constitutional officers. We've got a Democrat legislature, Senate and Assembly. Is anything going to get done, or is it going to be gridlocked for the next 120 days?
That is a very good question. I've been trying to figure that out. You know, this is actually quite a familiar position for Nevada. Prior to the election of Sisolak, it was for a very long time a situation where we had a Republican governor and a Democratic legislature, and things still got done. So I anticipate we will be able to advance some things, but due to circumstances, you know, the conservative movement isn't going to get everything that it wants at a legislative session. But we can still move the ball. The dynamic is definitely better than what we've had to deal with the last 4 years when we were under Sisolak. So I'm optimistic but cautiously off. So
now let me ask you, you saw the state of the state with Governor Lombardo. Is anything going to happen that will surprise us? Is anything? Is there going to be one issue the Democrats will say, okay, we'll throw you a bone. Here you go.
So I actually wrote a piece about this. It appeared in Red State this past week. But one of the things that I found interesting after that, in the response, Yeager was extremely negative and saying we're not going to do any of these. But in the interview afterwards, Senator Cannizzaro actually said that she might bite on the gas tax holiday. And for those that don't know what that is, he proposed a one-year holiday on the gas tax. Here in Nevada. Nevada currently has the highest gas tax in the entire country because as inflation goes up, voters in Clark County also approved that would be indexed to the rate of inflation. So not only are you getting hit with higher gas prices because of the Biden administration, but we also have this index for inflation on our state taxes. So that, I think, will have a potential impact, even if it's a short-term boon. I jokingly was telling people that we can replace those Biden stickers at the pumps and stick on a Lombardo sticker once those prices come down.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And if the Democrats as a party will embrace this, I mean, this should be something that all of us pay high gas prices, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or Save the Whales Party, doesn't matter. My question is, will Democrats be willing to sit down and actually negotiate?
They have to. I mean, they're going to be up for election here in 2 years. Governor Lombardo doesn't have to worry about it for about four years. So they're going to be up there, and where they're going to come and tell voters that they have done nothing this entire legislative session. I think that's a win for Republicans if they actually hold out, don't do nothing, and don't pass anything at all, because it's clearly them. It's not the governor. But I'm optimistic that at least we can solve opportunity scholarships and get that an extra $50 million for that would be beneficial for many families here in Nevada.
I'm curious what you think. Victor Jakes earlier this week wrote a column that said that Lombardo kind of is giving lip service to school choice, and that $50 million extra for opportunity scholarships is just kind of a drop in the bucket next to $2 billion that he's dangling in front of education.
I mean, I am not going to go against Victor on that one. You know, he used to be here at Nevada Policy, and I think he is correct on that, that it is drop in the bucket compared to that $2 billion in funding. And I think that was probably the worst part of the state of state. There was a lot of good stuff in there, but the worst part was definitely that $2 billion really kind of not providing any oversight on that before it's given out. And one thing that was mentioned to me by a coalition partner was that he did campaign on ESAs, but he did not mention ESAs at all for those that don't know, education savings account in the state of the state. So I am a little cautious, but I am still optimistic that at least we can start moving the ball a little bit on opportunity scholarships.
Were you disappointed that there wasn't more talk of ESAs, of the education savings accounts in the state of the state? Big deal about $2 billion in new revenue coming to education. But I'm curious if you were disappointed by that there just wasn't much about school choice.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little disappointed. It was a long speech, over an hour long. But, I will take what we can at the short term because it is better than we were dealing with Sisolak. However, it's something that he campaigned on, and he has two sessions that he has to deliver on, or at least make a good effort on education savings account, because he did go around all over the state saying that that would be a top priority for his administration.
I want to ask you about voter integrity, voter ID. Voter ID is a very popular thing. So is school choice. But yet Democrats seem to not be wavering at all on the issue. Steve Yeager said it's dead on arrival, talking about voter integrity stuff. Do you think there's any chance that there's going to be some sort of a breakthrough there?
So I don't know if it'll go through on voter ID. Like, Lombardo will definitely have to break whatever the current record is for vetoes to have that a chance. I do know it will be introduced. Actually, it dropped here in the last day or two. Gregory Hafen, the assemblyman out of Pahrump, introduced a voter ID law, which should get a hearing. We should definitely push with that, but they're in the super minority in that assembly. So anything for that to have even a chance to make it through would have to come from the governor's veto power.
Let's go through this, how it works. And I know that this is something that those of us that have followed the legislation over the years, nothing seems to happen in the first month or maybe 2 months. And in the final 2 weeks, everything comes to, once you get to those final 2 weeks, it's like breakneck speed. Before that, it's like watching molasses.
That is correct. It almost makes you wonder why you even send them up there for 120 days. We should just make it 2 weeks and we get the whole process over with. So basically this first month is going to be just pushing out all the bills that all the legislators have introduced. It's going to be the different agencies coming up to Carson City, kind of reporting what they have to report statutorily of how their department is doing, why they want that certain budget amount, what progress have they made on whatever programs were put in place by previous legislatures. So that is most of the first month. That first real critical point comes in about mid-March, which is the first deadline for bills to exit the committee that they're in. And that's why it's crucial between that mid-February, mid-March kind of time frame to make sure that whatever legislation you really care about, that you reach out to your legislator, you reach out to those committee chairs, and you try your best to tell them, hey, we want a hearing on this bill. It doesn't mean they have to take an action on it at the end of the day, but just getting a hearing makes it more likely. There are so many bills that die every year that are good bills because they fail to meet these deadlines. And then the process repeats itself for the other side of the chamber, and it goes back and forth until the 120 days are over.
And am I right that a lot of bills, I mean, there's going to be thousands of bills that are going to be up there by the time we're done and we start on Monday. My question is, won't there be a lot of bills that never see the light of day? They don't even get a hearing?
Yep, that is correct. And, you know, there's also a lot of noise of bills that shouldn't get a hearing because they're just bills that have nothing to pertain to what's important to Nevada at the current time. I know I saw some bill in there to make esports holiday of some recognizing someday for esports. I don't know how that is important to Nevada right now. But to try to cut through this noise here at Nevada Policy, we are doing a bill tracker. We launched it on this Monday. And if you go to NevadaPolicy.com/bill tracker, just the issues that are important in the realm of taxes, spending, school choice, election integrity, things of that interest that might be of interest to your audience and the conservative movement all over in Nevada, you are able to find which bills those are. We're going to have a summary on there. It'll lead you a link to find who's bringing that bill forward so you can contact them, as well as whatever supplemental information that we produce over the course of the legislative session. You'll be able to find it right there connected to that bill. We're trying to make it as easy and accessible for people to get the information to voice their opinions.
The term is bill draft request, BDRs. Anything you've seen drop that caught your eye that you said, whoa, 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 whoa?
There's one, and we met with the governor's office this morning to try to recommend that they make sure they veto this piece of legislation. It's Senate Bill 49. Basically, what this bill will do is cede all of authority of Nevada when it comes to car emission standards to California. And it literally says right there in the language is whatever control of emissions from new vehicles or new motor vehicles that California adopts, our regulations will be identical. And you know they just passed that bill recently and those standards that would eliminate the combustion engine by 2035. So that would mean that any single change to that legislation and that current standard would be adopted as our regulations here in Nevada, which is, I thought, was the most absurd thing that I've ever heard.
And is it safe to say that if it is veto, the veto will be sustained?
I would say that it is extremely likely if that veto goes through that veto will be sustained, particularly on this issue. You got to remember that this is a bill that was introduced by the previous administration. This is the problem with being taking over in the transition effort, right? There are certain bills that were pre-filed by your predecessor that are now hamstringing the amount of BDRs, a bill draft request that your administration gets to have. So So this was a Division of Environmental Protection under the Sisolak administration that put this forward.
It's going to be interesting to see. Now, where can people find this build tracker service? Which, by the way, I've used for the last couple of terms, and it's great stuff. Where can people find this?
It would be nevadapolicy.org/build tracker, and it'll take you right there. And we're also going to be doing regular briefings about what's going on at the legislature and regular webinars every Friday during the whole legislative session that people can find the link right on there as well.
Are you moving up there or what's going on?
I will not be moving up there. I just moved back to Las Vegas, and this is my favorite part of the West. So I'm trying to spend as much time as here that it allows me, but that I will be having to go up and down as needed.
That'll be absolutely great. Now, a lot of people have been asking me the question about voter ID and whether voter ID will get a hearing. Is there any bill draft request you've seen so far on voter ID?
So Gregory Hafen, he put one in. So that will be bill number Assembly Bill 88. So I think that is the one that is going to require that bill ID, but it really is going to come down to the governor. The governor has to be saying, I am unwilling to sign legislation unless you are willing to give this a hearing and push it through.
Did you get any kind of reinforcement from the governor's office, from Ben Kieckhefer or others around the governor, that indeed, yes, he will veto such a bill?
This is something that they've talked about it, and they even beat us to the punch of it. So they definitely are interested in passing voter ID and passing electoral integrity reforms. So hopefully when push comes to shove, we will be there. But we're entering this with an open mind. This is, again, the best position that we've been in 4 years. So as we move forward and we build on that position, the governor is going to be a key part of that.
If folks want to follow what you're doing, Marcos, where do they go? How do they find you?
I would just say either look me up on Twitter at Liberty Marcos or just go to nevadapolicy.org, and you can see there all the content that I produce and all the fellow bright individuals that work here with us at Nevada Policy.
Very good. Marcos, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
For sure. Take care.
There you go. The Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. Good guy and a smart guy to boot. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
The Showroom at South Point presents a top entertainer with 6 top 10 albums, Emmy nominations, and Las Vegas Headliner of the Year 4 times running, Frankie Murphy. January 27th and 28th. All the hits. Tickets available at the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. Frankie Marino at the South Point.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship. Taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, how you doing? Top dollar for your trade? All the discounts? That's what we're doing at 5050 West Sahara, Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. For example, 2022 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. 2022 Ram Warlock 4x4, keeping it classy, keeping it sexy, $11,325 off MSRP. For that truck, your net price is $35,830. Forget the competitors. Come see me. Mr. Pink, baby! 2022
Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, stock number NN364882. 2022 Ram Warlock 4x4, stock number NS17994. Most financed to Chrysler Capital.
I told you a couple weeks ago how I flew back to the Midwest to celebrate a late Christmas with friends and family. And even though it was delayed a couple of weeks by the big snowstorm, I still heard all of my Uncle Bill's horrible jokes. They were awful. And my Aunt Joette's racy neighborhood gossip. That's yet another reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had